Words appear. Hallmark Channel presents. Various scenes show Avery, Emma, and Tracy at each other's weddings. The title appears. The Wedding Veil. Inspiration. It's the way. An aerial view of skyscrapers at sunrise. Words appear. A Vail Road 5 and Front Street Pictures production. It's the way you touch. In Emma and Paolo's bedroom, a photo of the couple is tucked into the side of a vanity mirror. Below it, a photo of Emma with Avery and Tracy. Emma appears in the mirror as she puts on earrings. Also tucked into the mirror is a handwritten 5-year plan. Paolo appears in the mirror. He stands behind Emma and smiles.
Mirror, mirror.
Something like that.
You don't have to ask the mirror who's the fairest in the land. You live with the international authority on your beauty.
Oh, you are smooth.
Ciao.
Ciao.
They kiss.
Buongiorno.
They step away from the mirror.
Hey, do you remember that gorgeous Venetian mirror we saw when we were on Murano?
With the funny shop owner.
Oh, yes. You will have 6 children.
I am willing to compromise with 5.
No, I'm serious. If I could have figured out how to fit that mirror on an airplane with me, it would be hanging on this wall right now. It was so beautiful. Oh,
yes.
Paolo hugs her from behind.
What is that? What is that smell?
Paolo smells her neck.
No.
I don't know. Cappuccinos, like every morning.
No, something else. What is that?
Paolo backs out of the room.
Come find out.
In the kitchen, he takes a tray of pastries from the oven.
Cornetos!
I woke up early, so...
How early did you wake up? They take hours to make.
Early enough to drive down to Gianni's and buy them.
So funny. That's the exact same recipe that I use.
There you go.
Thank you.
Emma smells the cornetto. Paolo puts down 2 cappuccinos.
Why did you get up so early? You nervous about the opening tonight?
I should be, but I'm really not. I feel confident in our product line. Matteo's learning the business quickly. The store looks good.
Your wife will be there to help you.
My wife will be there to help.
I love your confidence. I wish I could borrow some.
I think you are very confident about your job. If Nancy retired today and you were promoted to take her place as department chair, which part of her job couldn't you do?
I can do all of it. And if not, I know where to find the answers.
See? You are confident. But Nancy gets inside your head, pulls up a chair, and tries to convince you the sky isn't blue.
Okay, I know you don't love Nancy, but she has been a good mentor to me.
I don't dislike her. My only problem is the effect she has on you. Well, on us.
On us? What do you mean?
I mean us. Our life, children. You've been promised this promotion. But she never seems to actually retire. I just resent someone else having that much control over our lives.
He walks to the front door.
Perfect timing.
He opens the door and accepts a flat delivery box.
Thank you.
He opens it as he returns to the kitchen.
What is it?
He slides a flat present out of the box.
From Nonna, for you.
He places the box in front of her on the kitchen island.
What?
She takes the lid off and finds an envelope. She pushes back white tissue paper to reveal a white lace shawl.
Oh, this is gorgeous. What?
She lets it drape.
Oh, let me read the card.
She puts the shawl down, then takes a note out of the envelope and studies it.
It's in Italian.
No, go ahead. You can do it.
Emma reads the note.
Dearest Emma, I made this for you to wear to the...
Inaugurazione.
Like a party.
Right.
Yeah. Tonight. I wish to be there.
I wish I could. Vorrei.
Wish I could be there. But remember, when you wear my lace, you wear my love. Oh, Nonna. I miss her.
Miss her too. And you are going to be beautiful with this.
Thank you.
They kiss. Paolo nuzzles her neck. Now, a sign outside an elegant storefront reads, Stefano Merletto d'Arte, opening soon. Inside, lace parasols hang upside down from the ceiling. Paolo wears a suit and tie as he picks up a painting and walks towards a white mantelpiece. He starts to hang the painting on a white wall. A white man in a suit and tie appears.
Whoa, stop! You're scratching up the walls. Here.
You need a fork.
A fork?
Yes, a fork.
He slides it over the nail.
Like that. Now let me see the painting.
He glides the picture down over the fork. Then he pulls the fork out from behind the picture.
See? Life hacks.
Seriously, Matteo. You spend too much time watching videos.
And you spend too much time scratching up our walls.
Caffè?
Sì.
Andiamo, dai.
Now, in a university lecture hall, Emma stands at a podium.
We'll see you next week.
The students file out. In the front row, a young white woman with big eyes and black hair stands up and stares at Emma. Emma looks back at her and mouths, wow.
I know, right? This class is a lot.
I know it's been a while, but... Do you remember if your intro to art history class was as,
rowdy? No. Well, maybe. We had that one kid who kept getting food delivered to the class. Remember him?
Vividly. In my nightmares.
Well, you know how it is. They all just want that general ed credit so they can get back to their business and STEM classes.
Mm. Yeah, I remember my intro class in Italy. They were bored, too. They were a lot more polite about it, but still... bored, and I started focusing on art that was actually relevant to them, and they perked right up.
Oh, I know that's your plan here, too. Those kids are going to love art history by the end of the semester because of you.
We'll see.
They walk out of the lecture hall and down a hallway.
And don't worry about grading the essays until the weekend, and if you don't have time, I'm happy to do it.
Ooh, do you mind doing it? I met this really great guy, and we're going to the Upper Peninsula this weekend. We're going to hike and take a bunch of pictures and camp under the stars.
Really?
No, of course not. I'm going to be at home all weekend alone, eating box mac and cheese and scrolling through trying to find a documentary I haven't seen twice. I will grade the papers.
Thank you.
In Emma's office.
Confession? I love box mac and cheese. My grandma B used to slice up hot dogs into it, so that's my favorite way to eat it.
Best comfort food ever.
Although, the leftovers do not heat up well.
I'm sorry, you have leftover mac and cheese? I don't even understand what that means. Probably have leftover wine sometimes, too.
Whoa. Let's not get carried away. Can I show you something gorgeous?
Absolutely.
Paolo's grandmother made this for me to wear to the opening tonight.
She unfurls the lace.
That is perfection.
Nona is so good at this. Hey, do you want to come tonight? Yeah, we could hire you to take pictures. And there's going to be good food.
Food?
Catered by Il Pirata.
Do not toy with the starving grad student.
Free food.
Those words right there, those are the magic words. It will be there after my last seminar.
Okay, I'll see you there. I'm gonna head down and start to help them set up.
A white woman in a suit jacket appears.
Emma, a moment. I'd like to discuss the article you proposed.
Actually, could we do it later? I'm just headed down to House of Stefano for their opening.
Don't take but 2 minutes. My office, please.
The woman walks away.
Okay.
Emma puts down the lace box. She hangs her purse on a coat rack and walks past the grad student sitting at her desk.
2 minutes.
Emma cringes and mouths, 2 minutes, as she leaves the office. Aerial nighttime views show glittering city skyscrapers. At the House of Stefano, guests mingle. A waiter carries a glass of champagne on a tray. Paolo wears a suit as he smiles and shakes hands with the guests. Outside, Emma steps out of a black SUV. She rushes towards the building. A doorman with a beard opens the door.
Emma.
She hurries over to Paolo.
Finally. I'm late. I got stuck at work and Nancy just kept... Oh, no.
What happened?
I forgot Nona's lace. Just sitting on the desk at work. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Come here. I have something to show you.
He takes her by the hand and walks over to the antique veil on a stand.
The veil? Where did you get this? How did this get here?
Tracy and Avery.
He brought it, of course.
It can't be an opening of the House of Stefano without its most famous work.
And its biggest fans.
Oh. Emma covers her mouth and then hugs them.
You came. Of course, he wouldn't miss it.
Did you bring the baby?
No, he's in Boston. Peter says they're going to order a keg, shoot some pool, and watch the playoffs.
Well, that sounds like a great weekend to me.
Did you meet Matteo, Paolo's cousin?
We did.
Yeah.
He just moved here from Florida.
12 with the family business.
He has yet to spend a winter in Chicago, though, so we don't know how long he'll stay.
Oh, I'll be fine. I got some socks and a jacket.
You're gonna die.
Mateo stares at Tracy.
Okay, everyone, it's time to mingle.
I kid, because I care.
Is she? She's
okay. Meanwhile, outside, the grad student rushes up and the doorman lets her in. Inside, two guests chat and toast with champagne flutes. In another room, the wedding veil is on display. The grad student enters, taking photos. Nearby, Emma, Tracy, and Avery eat hors d'oeuvres.
You have to try these.
Oh, what's
thank
in
you.
Them?
No idea, just eat them.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This caterer is amazing. Remind me to text Nick and thank him for the recommendation.
You know, that is Nick's superpower. In any city, he knows the best Italian food. You want a good burger, you're on your own. You want the best tortellini, ask Nick.
Nearby, the grad student takes photos of the wedding veil.
Oh, you were right. Mateo is such a good guy.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Paolo's so happy to be working with him.
To the grad student.
Hey! You made it.
Hi. Wait, is this the veil?
This is the veil. Avery, Tracy, this is the Lily.
Oh, hi.
Lily, it's so nice to finally meet you. You're not just a disembodied voice in Emma's office.
It's really nice to meet you, you too.
Wait, so I'm conflicted about the veil. On one hand, I really want to photograph it, but on the other hand, I feel like I should stay far, far away.
Mateo almost knocks the veil over. They both reach for it, then stare at each other.
It's all yours.
Lily backs away.
I have heard too many stories about that veil. I'm going to stand way over here.
Stories? What kind of stories?
Avery to Emma.
You didn't tell it?
Told me what?
The veil has a past.
The veil has a past?
The veil has a past.
Ooh, tell me more. Oh, wait, is this one of those new guy initiation things?
No, it's, well,
Avery.
It's, yeah.
Why? Let him have
it. No, you're the professor. Go. Oh.
Okay. Well, this veil was made in the 1800s by House of Stefano in Burano, Italy. It was made for a bride named Arianna, who would go on to become the Contessa di Marco. There's even a little A embroidered somewhere on there for her.
Paolo lifts the edge as Lily takes a photo.
Now, the House of Stefano thought the veil had been destroyed in a fire, but through this complicated...
She sees that Lily is taking a video on her phone.
Journey of forbidden love and women helping each other in their most vulnerable of times. The veil made its way to San Francisco, where Avery, Tracy, and I bought it. Even though none of us was even considering getting married at the time, we just loved the lace. Anyway, when we bought it, the shopkeeper told us that there is a legend attached to this veil. Anyone who is in possession of this veil will find true love.
Mateo smirks and looks at Paolo.
Even though none of us really believed it at the time.
Well, technically Avery believed it.
Oh, I believed every word of it.
True. And then the next day, and I mean this, the very next day, Avery met Peter, who is now her husband and the father of her son.
It's true. It's all true. I mean, he did think I was marrying someone else because I was carrying around a wedding veil, but it was complicated. Long story short, it all worked out and the rest is our history.
And then when Tracy brought it to New York, she took it to a tailor to have a little tiny snag repaired and...
I just happened to...
Avery glares at her.
Oh, right. I met my husband.
And when I took it to Italy to research its origins, that is where I met Paolo.
This veil is the reason we opened House of Stefano in Chicago. Emma wanted to be here, and I wanted to be wherever she was.
They kiss. Lily keeps videoing.
So that's just part of the story of Arianna's veil. So far.
The video zooms in on the veil. Later, the three women eat pizza as Avery shows a photo on her phone.
Look at this. Look at what Peter just bought him.
Little gym shoes.
Oh, they're so cute.
Right?
He said he kicked them off immediately, along with his socks. He just wants to be barefoot all the time.
Because he's a smart kid.
I can't believe he forgot this.
A photo of the shawl.
I know.
Let me see. This lace is just exquisite.
It's even better in person. I feel terrible. It's just sitting on my desk at work. Nancy just gets me flustered.
Think she's doing it on purpose?
No, I think it's just how she is.
Maybe she's just afraid of retiring and she's just looking for reasons not to.
What, she doesn't want to retire, so she's just giving Emma extra work? So she feels like she's not qualified or ready to be the department chair?
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I have plenty of time.
Paolo appears.
Oh, congratulations! Hi.
Thank you, grazie.
Are you happy? It seemed like it went so well.
Così. I'm disappointed that several clients didn't come. Maybe I shouldn't have scheduled it during the playoffs. By the way, thanks for the bill, sorry.
It broke the ice.
My pleasure.
He sees the pizza.
Mamma mia, what is this? You didn't like our food?
No, it's not that. We're just only here one night.
Yeah, and we can't come to Chicago and not have a deep dish pizza.
It's a tradition.
Tradition, but that's not even a pizza.
Yeah, it's pizza.
It's a big flying saucer.
This is pizza.
I agree with you. However, I am just grateful at this point that it doesn't have pineapple on it.
I don't ever want to see pineapple on my pizza ever again for my natural-born life.
Because Paolo answers his phone.
Okay, that's all just for show. Because every time I have leftovers, it somehow magically disappears out of my fridge.
Maybe you have a little house elf.
I hope I have a little house elf. If I do, can you do some cleaning and some laundry? If he's going to eat all my...
Paolo returns.
Hey, are you okay?
That was my sister, Sophia. They're taking Dad to the hospital.
Avery looks at Emma, who gets up from the table.
Excuse me.
Yes.
She steps away with Paolo.
Do you want to go? What do you want me to do?
Tomorrow. I don't know. I tell her that. I don't know.
Later in the bedroom.
Okay, I booked you a flight out of O'Hare. Leaves in 3 hours. Window seat.
Paolo packs a suitcase on the bed.
Are you sure you don't want me to go with you?
Thank you for offering, but let me see what's going on first.
But if you could check on Matteo.
Yeah, I can do that.
He's going to drive me to the airport so I can run through some last minute things about the store.
Emma looks at him.
You just take a breath.
She rubs his shoulders as he takes a deep breath.
Could be nothing, right?
Right. Yes.
I think he'll be better by the time you get off the plane.
Okay.
They walk away. They walk downstairs into the foyer, where Avery and Tracy are standing.
Thank you both. I'm glad that you're here with Emma.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll keep your dad in our prayers.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
He goes to the door with Emma. She opens it.
Bye. Call you soon.
Okay.
They kiss. Emma watches from the doorway as he walks away. A breeze blows through her hair. On the street, Paolo arrives at a waiting white SUV. He turns back and looks at Emma. She watches with a look of concern. Paolo goes to the vehicle and opens the back door. Emma smiles, with tears in her eyes. Avery and Tracy stand nearby as Emma gives Paolo a little wave. He steps into the SUV. The vehicle pulls away from the curb. Emma watches and swallows as the breeze blows through her hair. She turns back into the house. Morning. Emma sits up in bed working on her laptop. Avery appears in a bathrobe.
I thought I heard you up.
Hi.
Any news?
Well, tracking his flight. He is somewhere over the Atlantic right now.
Tracy appears.
Are you two having fun without me? You know how I struggle with FOMO.
She joins them on the bed.
What's going on?
Sophia added me to the group chat, but nothing so far. This is one of those no news is good news scenarios, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, since I was awake, I figured I would do some work.
So, what's going on?
Writing an article about the Veil, actually.
I was late to the party because Nancy told me she wants me to publish just one more time before she hands over the reins.
I know, and if it's not this, it'll be something else, and then it'll be something else, and then it'll be something else, but the story of the Veil's so interesting, I figured I should record its history.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to leave it when I go tomorrow? I mean, I feel like it's time to, you know, for someone else to have it for a while.
Yeah, I'm happy to keep it at the store with the christening gown. I don't think Mateo will mind.
So what's the story with Mateo, anyway? Why did he leave Miami?
Emma sighs and places her hands on her chest.
Dale was old as time. Broken heart.
Aww.
Yeah, he had this relationship and it went on far too long. And then he just kept trying. And then she moved away. And then they tried to do the long distance thing.
Oh, I know how that situation goes.
Exactly. So Paolo went down there for business. They reconnected. And Matteo was ready for a career change. And Paolo's delighted. You know how he is about family.
Aww. Yeah.
Of course. Wait a second. Is that your 5-year plan? Yes. Yes, it is. Of course, I still keep it. I just revise it every 5 years.
You know what I think is the funniest thing about your 5-year plan?
Are you going to say everything?
Yes, actually, you're right. It's everything. But really, the funniest thing is that the best thing that ever happened to you, meeting and falling in love with Paolo, isn't even on your list.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, he added it and didn't tell me. Oh, let me read it to you.
Wait, I love this.
I found it. Oh. Yep.
Emma gets up.
Here we go.
She goes to the mirror and takes down the list. Mm. She reads from it.
Meet a dashing and exotic Italian. Oh. Who sweeps me off my feet and makes me forget other men even exist. Can you even?
I mean, I just...
What?
Just this. It just makes me so happy. It reminds me of the good old days. You know, we were in college and we're just sitting around in our jammies.
Except remember we would make those brownies in a mug?
Oh, yes.
The best.
Here, give me my phone.
Tracy hands it to her.
Selfie.
Oh, come in tight.
Okay. Everyone say brownies. Okay.
Of course.
1, 2, 3.
Brownies! Oh, I love that. Isn't that delicious?
They check the photo.
Aw.
I think I might actually have some brownie mix in my pantry, but right now.
Later, at a wharfside restaurant, Emma sits alone at a window table. She puts down her coffee cup and answers her phone.
Good morning. Any news yet?
I did a procedure. And now he's resting. We'll know more soon.
So sorry. I really wish I could be there with you.
Me too. So, how are you?
Good. Tracy and Avery just left for O'Hare this morning. I'm gonna go down to the shop this afternoon, check on Matteo.
Thanks.
And right now, in your honor, I am doing absolutely nothing other than enjoying my coffee.
I'm proud of you.
Later, in Emma's office, Lily appears at the door while Emma is on the phone.
I agree.
Emma smiles. Lily takes a seat at her desk.
Yeah, I feel the same. Thank you. Next time.
Emma looks at Lily across the desk.
Nancy sits in these meetings all day, every day. I don't know how she does it. 15 minutes in, I feel my soul start to leave my body.
Thank you for coming last night.
Of course. It was actually a lot of fun. And now I can cross attend the grand opening of a lace store off my bucket list. Actually, the lace was kind of cool, isn't it?
She crouches down.
It really was. I mean, it was a good... What are you doing?
Oh, you just got a little Charlotte over here. She's a beauty.
A Charlotte?
Yeah, a spider.
A spider. Okay, how big is it?
Lily videos it.
She's substantial.
Emma backs up.
What are you doing with it?
Taking a little video.
Whoa, she's not dangerous.
You know, spiders, they're... It's not really my favorite.
Okay, do you want me to relocate her to someplace that's a little more not your office?
Mm-hmm. That's okay, exactly what I would like. That would be wonderful, and I think right now would be a great time to take a quick spontaneous visit over to the lace shop to see how Mateo's doing.
Do you want some company?
So that would be wonderful, yes, once you get the spider just out of the office. Mm. What's going on?
Charlotte has gone rogue.
Rogue?
Yeah, I don't know where she is.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, she's just a little spider. She's more afraid of you than you are. Well, I guess that last part's not actually true.
Later, they approach the house of Stefano.
I think that's it.
Lily opens the door.
Thank you.
They go inside where a group of women are gathered around the veil. Matteo stands nearby in a suit.
Hey.
Hi.
Emma and Lily walk over to him.
Hi.
Yep.
So I told them not to touch the veil. Is that the right call?
Oh, 100% the right call, but
okay.
Who are they?
I don't know. It's just been a constant stream of people all day. Everybody wants to see the veil.
Do you think we should move it somewhere more secure?
No, I don't think so. They've been really respectful.
I am so confused. How do they know about the veil?
Somebody mentioned something about a video online. I was going to check it out later tonight.
Video? What
Lily wanders away.
Lily?
Lily looks up.
What video?
It's her.
One of the women approaches.
It's everyone's favorite art historian.
The women give a little wave. Emma waves back and smiles.
Everyone's favorite what?
She looks across the room at Lily, appearing guilty with a forced smile.
Anyone
the video.
Who is in possession of this veil will find true love.
Don't be mad.
Lily watches Emma.
I'm not mad, but everyone's favorite art historian.
That's just what they do on there. There's like everyone's favorite waffle maker and everyone's favorite appliance repair woman.
Oh, I follow her. Did you see that one about the dishwasher?
Yes. I did. I had no idea.
I know, me either.
What is on there? What is this on? Where is this?
Oh, it's called Clack. It's an app where people upload their videos.
So it's a new social media platform.
Brand new. But the videos are supposed to be more,
Socially redeemable.
Socially redeemable. There's lots of knowledge sharing and beauty.
Travel tips, goofy pet videos.
Goofy pet video.
Okay, I'm not mad, but I'm not comfortable either. You really should have asked me first, Lily.
I know, I'm sorry. But if it helps at all, it is not on the same channel as my other videos. You know, the Charlotte ones.
No Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh. Can we take it down?
Sort of. You have 100,000 views.
100,000 views.
Uh-huh. It's been shared a lot. So even if we take it down, it is everywhere.
Emma, this is just my humble opinion, but I think you should leave the video up. I mean, the opening numbers were not that great, and this video is bringing people in. They may not be buying anything, but it's bringing them into the store.
That gives me an idea. Everything you have on the floor right now is wedding and expensive items to attract the large vendors and other high-end customers, right?
Right, yep. It's our traditional business model. I almost sound like I know what I'm talking about, huh?
I'm about it.
Did you see that box at the warehouse with the lace barrettes and the fans, the small pocket squares from Italy?
Yeah.
Okay, what if we set up a display with just those small items? Because that's the type of thing that the walk-in traffic might actually buy.
A little piece of the House of Stefano. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, I like it.
Great. Well, then, regarding the video, I don't love it, but if it has the potential to help Paolo, I am okay with you leaving it up.
She walks over to a chair and gets her coat and purse.
All right, I'm going to head home, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, hey, what was the thing with the dishwasher pods?
Oh, you don't put them in the detergent thingy. It gunks it all up.
Yeah, you just put it in the utensil caddy.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Call me if you need anything. And I am nobody's favorite art historian.
She leaves the store. Lily turns and looks at Matteo.
Oh, she's my favorite art historian.
Yeah, mine too.
Matteo goes to the front door and locks it.
All right. Hey, do you know anything about setting up a small display?
I do, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Follow me.
Okay.
Later in her kitchen, Emma scrapes wiener slices out of a frying pan and into a bowl. She picks up a pot and then reaches into her back pocket for her phone. She puts down the pot.
Hi. So, what's the latest?
Well, they inserted some stents.
And yes, to take it easy for a while.
But it's going to be fine.
Okay, I'm so relieved.
Me too. Look.
I'm going to stay a few more days to help Uncle Vittorio, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So, what's going on there?
Well, I can never, ever, ever go back in my office because a massive mutant spider lives there now.
So there's that.
Just burn it down.
Yes, that's exactly my plan. Oh, and I went into the shop today, and you are never going to guess what Lily did.
Meanwhile, at her desk, Lily works at her computer. She studies the screen.
And he's dating a model, because of course he is. awesome.
On the screen is a red carpet photo of Matteo with a willowy red-headed woman. Lily shakes it off. Back in her kitchen, Emma carries an orange cup to a pastel green espresso machine. She places the cup on the drip tray. She turns the machine on and starts fiddling with the switches. Steam shoots out.
Whoa!
Why? Why are you doing that? No, stop it! Stop!
She flips a switch.
Why are you doing that?
She blows at the steam.
Oh!
She places her hand to her chest and looks around. Later at a coffee shop.
Thank you.
For sure.
Nearby, Nancy.
Oh, pardon me, excuse me. Emma!
Oh, morning.
Perfect timing. Listen, I would like you to start coming to staffing meetings with me. They can be heated at times, but I'd rather we both go together for a while, and then I can transition them to you.
Of course, yes. When are they?
Tuesdays, 2 to 4.
I'm so sorry. I can't do that. I have a conflict. That's when my intro class is.
Oh, no, I gave Jason Moore your intro class for the rest of the semester.
Emma stares at her. She follows Nancy outside.
It's just that Jason teaches right out of the book, and I promised these kids
it's a GE class for most of them. They'll be fine.
I only have 2 classes this semester.
Yes, and once you're department chair, you won't have any. Oh, by the way, they've called an impromptu budget meeting for tonight. They're bringing dinner in. Can you stay?
Could I dial in?
I would rather you be there. I need people to see you more so that they start coming to you instead of me.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Emma watches her walk away.
Good talk.
Meanwhile, at the house of Stefano, Lily arranges a lace merchandise display as Matteo approaches.
Thank you for restocking that.
I can't believe how many of them you've sold already.
So many.
Did you order more?
Yeah, a bunch this morning.
Great.
Oh, there's that one. Hey.
It's so busy.
Right? It's great.
How's the new display doing?
Great. Thank you for the idea.
I'm so glad.
Lily skirts around the antique lace. She backs her way across the room.
Lily.
Mm-hmm.
The veil doesn't really work like that. I think you're safe.
Respectfully, you do not know that. I am very susceptible to things.
Okay.
Excuse me.
A customer.
Hi.
Hi again.
You talked about the veil before, but what is this down here?
This is actually my husband's christening gown, along with several generations of DiStefano babies.
Lily videos her.
Really, it's so much more than that. This little gown offered us an important clue in understanding Adriana's story. If Adriana never had a child, why would she keep a christening gown in her trunk with her dearest possessions?
She sees she's being filmed. Lily smiles at her.
This is going on click again, isn't it?
Clack. And yes, it is.
Lily, keep talking.
Keep talking.
Let me show you this little detail over here.
Emma leads the woman away. At home, Paolo sits with a cappuccino as he sorts through mail. Emma appears.
You're home.
Amore.
What? I love you.
They hug.
I miss this face.
They kiss.
What happened? Why are you here?
Uncle Vittorio has everything in hand. So I just jumped on a plane. But I can only stay a few days.
That's okay. You're here now.
He points to a cup of cappuccino.
I swear the machine was broken.
You just don't have the touch.
Thank you.
They sit at the dining table.
So how is Papa?
Happy to be home, but he's taking all of this a little personally. I guess finding out you're not Superman anymore can be humbling. Hmm. You know what? I stopped by the glass door. Your mirror is still there. And the shop owner asked me how many children we have now.
No, he didn't.
He did. And he's holding that mirror for you because you loved it so much. It's meant to be.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can sell the house and use the money to cover the cost of shipping it here.
That's impressive financial planning.
Emma reaches over and scratches his beard. He kisses her hand. They gaze into each other's eyes. Now, Emma walks in a park with Lily.
I'm so glad that Paolo is back. Matteo has a stack of questions saved up. So are you and Matteo becoming friends? Friends? Sure. What you are thinking, no.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah, but you said it, and I can read your mind.
It's just that you guys were standing by the veil.
No. Don't do that, please.
Okay. Let me just ask you one question, and then you can tell me to back off. Mm-hmm. Is Matteo your type?
Is the
handsome, hardworking, funny guy with the model girlfriend my type? Is that really
She's not
question?
A girlfriend anymore.
Okay, Emma, I make videos of cool bugs. I change my own oil. I climb on rocks. I'm collecting clips of cool moss patterns.
Wow.
Yeah, I walk in this park every day just to feel the grass, and I like myself just fine. But I also know that men don't always... Let's just say I'm not usually attractive to the type of man who likes women who ask them what shade of cotton candy pink nail polish goes best with their Gucci bag.
I think you might be making some assumptions about Mateo.
I think you might be making some assumptions about my dating life. It hasn't been painless.
I'm sorry. I just think you're amazing. Any guy would be lucky to date you.
Okay, thank you. You're very kind. And because you are so kind, now is probably a good time to tell you that I read your article in the Mail and I didn't like it.
What?
Huh?
What?
I read your article in the Mail and I did not like it.
No, I heard you. Okay. Well, what's wrong with it?
It's fine. You know, it's full of facts, so that's good.
Fine. Factual and good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you know, the history of the Vale is more than just names and dates. It's more than just a list of facts.
Yeah.
Who read the comments in your videos?
No. There is no joy to be found in internet comment sections.
Okay, normally that is very true. But just this once, I think you should. Look, I know about publisher Paris, and I know that you really want this chair position, but Emma, when you are out there doing your own thing, bringing your passion, that is how you engage people in the history of art.
Yeah, but that's not how the university works.
I know. And for the record, I do not like TAing for Professor Moore. Your intro class is miserable now.
Great.
Okay, well, aside from that one really bad typo on the first page of your article, it's fine.
What really bad typo?
You missed that bail.
Later at a university meeting with Nancy...
Good meeting, everyone. Thank you.
Emma packs her bags as Nancy comes over and sits beside her.
How's the article coming?
Well, I'm just in the middle of an edit, so I'll have a first draft over to you soon. Do you have time to go over the curriculum for next...
No, not right now. Some of the students told me about a video of you, so I asked them to show me. You were in the lace store talking about the history of a wedding veil.
That's right.
I'd like you to stop making these kinds of videos. Any videos, really.
It's not against university policy.
No, I just don't like them. It's simply not what we do in this department. If you have something else to say, write another article.
Emma watches as Nancy gets up and walks away. Later, Emma sits in a restaurant with Paolo.
And she doesn't owe me. The university can tell you what to do.
Actually, they can. I mean, in certain circumstances, but not this. They love videos, documentaries, that sort of thing. This is Nancy's reluctance to change.
Emma, I have something important to ask you.
Okay, I'll marry you again.
Paolo raises an eyebrow. Emma mimes zipping her lip and smiles at him.
Sorry. What's up?
You know Nancy's never going to retire, right? She's going to pass away sitting at her desk when she's, 110 years old.
No, this is her final semester. I even had to give up my intro class because she passed another meeting to me, so it's happening.
But do you love it?
I did not love giving up my intro class, no, but...
I mean all of it. You don't seem to love it anymore. What if you walked away? Went somewhere else?
Why would I do that? I've worked so long to get here, and now I'm almost there. So why would I go somewhere else? Where would I go?
Paolo looks across the table at her.
Italy.
Emma, I'm sure Natalia would love to have you back at the university. And you loved teaching in Italy, or no?
Paolo, what is this really about?
Emma, Papa's art problem was a wake-up call for Uncle Vittorio. He asked to work part-time in a position that allows him to travel.
That's wonderful. I think that's wonderful, but...
Emma.
He holds out his hand.
Give me your hand.
Emma takes it.
Papa needs to retire. And if Papa retires, and Uncle Vittorio Simi retires, someone has to run the business, and that's me. And I cannot do that from Chicago. I have to move back to Italy and take over the family business. Or we will have to sell it all.
Emma pulls her hand away.
But there has to be someone else. What about Sophia?
She's already picking up Uncle Vittorio's marketing responsibilities. There's no one else.
Emma lowers her eyes. She looks back up at him.
It's only me.
He leans towards her. In the living room, Emma sits working at her laptop. Paolo comes down the stairs and puts down a suitcase.
Well, that's a much bigger suitcase than last time.
2 weeks. 3 at the most. I will talk to them, I promise. Maybe I can split my time.
It's just that I did long distance once before, and it did not go well for me.
I know.
Paolo crouches down beside her.
But he was the wrong man. We will figure this out. Okay?
Emma lowers her gaze.
Okay.
Yes.
Emma smiles and nods her head. Paolo leans forward, and they kiss. Emma looks outside. She leans forward, and they kiss.
I have to go.
Paolo gently pokes her nose with his finger.
Ciao.
He gets up and walks away. Emma sits alone on the couch. She appears lost in thought as tears fill her eyes. Now, she has a three-way phone conversation with Tracy and Avery.
So, did you guys talk about moving back to Italy again?
Not really. I assumed we would, but years in the future after we've raised the children we don't even have yet. I don't know. I don't really know how to solve this.
You'll figure it out.
You know you are everyone's favorite art historian.
Okay, so you saw the videos.
Of course.
We love them. You are just a natural teacher.
And I know you think being department chair is the right path, but...
Speaking of, Nancy's on the other line.
Okay, call us back tonight.
Okay, love you.
Love you.
She hangs up and takes the call.
Good morning, Nancy.
Now, at the house of Stefano, customers browse through the store. Matteo chats with a female customer beside the antique lace display. Lily arrives. Matteo indicates that he's busy with customers. She scurries to a chair and takes off her coat. She walks over to a man and woman by a clothing rack.
Hi, welcome to the house of Stefano. How can I help you? Wow, that's a beautiful piece that you've chosen.
Later, Matteo and Lily lock up the store.
Hi.
That was over the top. Thank you.
Of course. You know, I came here just to see if I forgot my sunglasses here.
That was 4 hours ago.
Yeah, but you were busy. And that wasn't just a small stuff. I sold 2 shawls and a tablecloth.
Yes, you did.
Lily gets her bag and white woolen coat. Matteo appears with a cardboard box.
How do you know how to do that?
Do what?
Just jump in with customers when you don't know anything about lace.
My parents have a hardware store. One of those local shops that has literally everything if you know where to look.
I love places like that. Yeah. So what, you were like the free labor?
Yeah, all of us were. I'm the youngest of 4. You get really good at working with the public really young. So I guess customer service is just customer service, whether it's lace or hex nuts.
Matteo smiles. He takes sunglasses from the box.
What do you got?
These and these.
Okay, so these are mine.
Okay.
But fun fact, I like these better.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. You come back in a month, nobody else has claimed them.
He puts them on.
These bad boys are yours.
Okay, that works for me. Thank you.
Oh, here, let me...
He helps her with her coat.
Okay.
Yep. She puts an arm in a sleeve.
There you go. Oh, you're...
Yeah. He turns down her collar. They stand face to face and look into each other's eyes.
Okay, bye.
She rushes away and skirts around the veil. Matteo follows her.
Lily?
Yeah, hi. Oh. Hi.
Look, I know you're joking with the whole trying to avoid the veil thing, but... Be honest, do you think there's any...
Do I think it's really a magical talisman?
Yeah, something like that.
Lily looks at the veil and tilts her head.
Well, Mateo, I think that life is cruel. And difficult.
Yeah.
But I also think there's beauty. And love and magic all around us. If we just take a second to see it.
This veil was just sitting in a shop before Emma and her friends saw it. And because they saw it, the grace of it flows through their lives.
So you can call that magic or enchantment or
mysticism or the power of suggestion or even a freakishly coincidental string of good luck. But I prefer to think of it as the universe writing itself when you least expect it to.
They both touch the veil. Lily studies it and then looks up.
And that's probably way more than you wanted to hear. So why don't you unlock the door and let me out of this lace palace?
Sure.
Lily follows him to the front door.
Absolutely.
But are you not leaving too?
No, I've been packing up the veil at night and taking it home for safekeeping, just because some of the folks have been getting...
Overly enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart. Okay, well, good night.
She turns to go.
Lily?
Yeah, hi.
She spins around and back into the store. She smiles.
There's this restaurant that just opened up down the street, and they claim to have better cubanos than they have in Miami.
That sounds like a suspicious claim.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was going to go this week and see if they could back it up, and I'm wondering if you'd like to come with me.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Mateo smiles as she leaves. He goes to the door and locks it. He turns around. A smile appears on his face as he slowly walks into the store. He walks up to the veil and looks at it. He shakes his head. Now, Emma at home on the phone with Tracy and Avery.
Hi.
Emma sits on her couch.
I know it's been 2 days. I'm sorry.
And it has been 3 days.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm just really busy.
Not buying it.
I sent you 3 pictures of Daniel.
I've sent you 2 articles I thought you would find interesting.
And a link to a pair of shoes I love.
And a hilarious penguin video.
Well, all penguin videos are hilarious.
You always respond, even when you're busy. You always find time to send at least a heart or something.
Yeah, you're doing that thing where you get vague when you're feeling overwhelmed.
What? I don't get vague. No, you do, actually.
Where is Paolo? Is he back yet?
No, he is still in Italy for at least 1 or 2 more weeks.
How are you handling that?
Someone's at the door. I'll call you later.
Do you promise this time?
Yeah, I will. I promise.
Emma opens the door to a black man holding a pizza box.
Hi.
Emma Di Stefano?
Yeah?
This is for you.
I didn't order a pizza.
Well, congratulations. You just got a free pizza.
Thanks.
She closes the door. Emma walks into the kitchen. She puts the pizza box on the counter. The lid reads, Authentic Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. She opens it to reveal a heart-shaped deep-dish pizza. On the inside of the lid, a note reads, Amore, you are the love of my life. P.S. This still is not real pizza. The note ends with a heart. Emma smiles and then laughs to herself. At work, Emma peeks into her office. Lily appears behind her.
What are you doing? Is this still about that little spider?
It's not little, substantial. The word you used was substantial.
Oh, she's long gone. Hey, speaking of cool bugs.
That's not a thing.
Come on now, Charlotte was cool. Be nice. You will not believe what I saw in the park this morning. A giant swarm of ladybugs.
Oh.
Do you know what they call a herd of ladybugs?
It's probably not a herd. Oh.
No, they call it a loveliness.
Really?
Can you believe that? A loveliness of ladybugs.
Oh.
I know. You know, sometimes the people who are in charge of naming things really get it right.
So, I did something last night that I did not think I was going to do. I read all of the comments on the two videos you posted about me.
They're nice, aren't they?
Most of them were quite lovely.
Lily sees a spider crawl across Emma's desk.
So, what video are we doing next?
We are not.
Why not? Emma, this could be a whole thing. Mini stories. You have so many views already, and you weren't even trying.
She puts a mug over the spider.
Well, I've been asked not to continue them.
By who? By Nancy? Since when does Nancy get a vote in your personal life?
It doesn't really matter. My brief stint as everyone's favorite art historian is officially over, and...
Emma sees the mug.
Is that... What is in that? Is that Charlotte in that cup?
Yes.
She's on my desk. I thought you said she was long gone.
I lied. Do you want to know the exact moment I decided I wanted to TA for you?
No.
I want you to tell you. It was freshman year. You were talking about the difference between museum art and the type of art that you walk past every day and you don't even notice. How art and history are so interconnected. You don't need to walk through some museum to experience them. That's when I realized how accessible art could be if you just knew where to look. It was inspiring.
You were inspiring.
Emma smiles at her.
But I guess it's time for your budget meeting.
Lily slips the mug off the desk.
Let's go, Charlotte.
A piece of paper keeps the spider in the upside-down mug. Emma watches as Lily slips out of the room. She shudders. Views show Chicago skyscrapers in a commuter train. At a casual restaurant, Mateo sits across a table from Lily.
And then there's the art history major.
And then there's... Yes. They're all very, very jealous of my success. But you know how families are. I'm the youngest, and I'm the only girl, and the weird one. No, but we get along pretty well. So, what's the verdict?
Oh, on the guano?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I mean, it's nice being this far from home. It's like a little taste of Miami, so. What do you think?
Well, this is my first Cubano, so it's the best one I've ever had.
Come on.
Yeah.
You've never been to Miami?
I've never been to Florida.
Are you serious? Oh, wow. I gotta take you sometime. We'll go to Little Havana and we'll have some real food. And then I'll take you to the beach, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend just got this boat and fishing.
Talk to me about you and Paolo. How did you decide to come up here and start working for him?
Not much to tell, really. And he needed help, so.
Meanwhile, Emma gets into bed and turns off the light. She reaches over and touches Paolo's Italia t-shirt beside her. She lays in the dark with her hand on the shirt. Morning. In the kitchen, Emma places a mug on the draining tray of the espresso maker.
Okay.
She flicks the switches. She watches as steam shoots out of the machine.
Seriously?
She switches it off and walks away. Now at the coffee shop, Nancy runs over to her.
Emma.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if you would wait for me. There's something I'd like to discuss with you.
Of course. Can I have a black coffee?
Later, they sit on a park bench.
So it's basically 20 minutes at 350, and then you glaze them once they cool.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Oh, the grandkids love them.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, I feel like you might be avoiding something.
Well, I am. It's a difficult issue to address, especially with another woman. Emma, I've always enjoyed your style.
My style?
Yes, your taste in clothing, the bright colors.
Oh.
You always look like Andy Warhol and Georgia O'Keeffe are going to a holy festival together. But you have to know it's just not an appropriate look for a department chair. Now, before you argue with me, I don't care about other departments. I care about our department and the image we present. And if we're going to be taken seriously, art history has an uphill battle already. Let's not make it harder than it has to be.
Good talk.
Nancy gets up.
Enjoy your day.
She walks away with her briefcase. Emma sits alone on the bench and takes a deep breath. Now it's Stefano's with Matteo on the phone.
Okay. Yep. I will send the contracts over to them this morning.
Bravo. Good. Listen, I need a favor.
Later at night, Matteo grabs a key from under a flower pot. He sneaks into Emma's house with Lily.
I cannot believe you have recruited me to your life of crime. This is breaking and entering.
There's no breaking. Paolo told me where the key was and what the code is. It's just entering.
Who even keeps the key under a flower pot?
Paolo? Come on.
They hurry down the hall and into the dining room.
How much time do we have?
20 minutes until her class ends, 5 minutes in her office, 10 minutes for her to walk home if nobody catches her, so our window is 35 minutes.
Okay. You start in here and I'll set up out back.
He steps out the back. Lily takes off her coat. She walks into a dark room and closes the door. Meanwhile, at night, Emma walks among the brick campus buildings. Back at the house with Lily and Matteo.
Okay, backyard is done. This looks amazing.
They smile and walk away.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Back to Emma walking along the side of a building. Back in the house, Matteo and Lily rush for the door.
Wait.
What?
Music.
Go.
Matteo waits at the door. Meanwhile, Emma walks down a city street. Back at the house, Matteo peers out the stained glass of the front door.
All clear.
They step out onto the front porch. They go down the front steps.
Just walk normal, be yourself.
I don't know what that means. It's a different thing.
They hurry across the street and then see Emma. They hide behind a car. Emma walks by. They peek over the hood of the car as Emma walks away.
Okay.
Then they sink back down. Meanwhile, Emma arrives home and closes the front door. She hears the music and looks around.
Hello?
She hangs her bag on the coat rack. She takes a few steps into the dark house. She smiles when she sees a welcome sign beside two tea candles. She takes off her white scarf. She follows arrows on the floor, back outside with Matteo.
All right, so what's next on our crime spree? Oh, there's a wing place nearby.
We're talking about Lord of the Wings.
Yes.
We have to sign the waiver if you order them spicy.
Yes. That's the one. Yeah. You want to go do some damage, mainly to ourselves?
They gaze at each other.
You know what? I have to go. But have fun. And remember that cold milk helps with the heat.
Are you sure?
He watches as she hurries away. He throws down his hands. He scratches his head as he goes back to the car. Lily walks down the street with a nervous expression. Back in the house with Emma. She smiles as she steps over scattered paper. She enters the dining room, decorated with flickering tea candles and red rose petals. She finds a wide-brimmed hat on the dining table. She smiles as she places it on her head. She walks past a side table scattered with red rose petals and a sign that reads, "Table for One." Sheer curtains blow in a breeze as she steps out onto the patio decorated with fairy lights. She approaches a patio table with a bottle of champagne and an open laptop. Paolo appears on screen.
Scusi, signorina.
Paolo.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, this seat.
She sits down.
Well, I don't see any other tables around, so yes, you could sit here.
On screen, Paolo sits down.
Although, you look familiar to me. Were you following me?
No, but I get there a lot.
I see.
You are fortunate to get this table right by the water. That's not easy in Venice.
Yes, it's very beautiful.
Beside her is a small inflatable kiddie pool scattered with red rose petals.
May I pour for you?
No, thank you. I think I could do it.
She pours herself a glass of champagne. Paolo pours himself one.
And to what are we toasting?
All'amore. To love.
To love.
They hold up their glasses and sip the champagne.
And tell me, sir, are you in love?
Si, very much so.
Well, she's a very lucky lady.
No, I am lucky. And she has exquisite taste, except for one questionable position on pizza.
You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
I know I'm crashing your honeymoon, which is maybe the tackiest thing ever.
The Wedding Veil Journey, all new next Saturday night at 8 on Hallmark. This program is presented in part by Jardians.
The house of Stefano. Matteo polishes a wooden table as Emma steps into the room.
Hi there.
Hey.
So, I had a lovely date with my husband last night.
Matteo looks at her.
He informed me he had a local operative, so just wanted to come by and say thank you.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but you're welcome.
I know you miss him, but he's gonna be home soon. Hey, Emma, can I ask you a question about Lily?
Sure.
Okay. So, I like her. And we've been out a few times, done a little light breaking and entering.
Oh, did you?
Just a little bit. But, like, we're out, we're having fun, we're talking, we're connecting, and then all of a sudden she throws up these walls.
Yeah.
And I know she mentioned Charlotte the other day. Is Charlotte a girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend or somebody that...
No, Charlotte's her code word for spiders.
For spiders?
Mm-hmm. I really adore Lily, and nothing would make me happier than to see the two of you together. But I really think you just need to talk to her. I will tell you, though, that she often goes to Grove Rock Park in the mornings.
Okay, thank you.
Emma walks away and then turns back.
Hey, quick question. Are people still coming by just to see the Veil?
Oh, yeah. They love it. Everybody wants to buy it or rent it.
Emma nods and walks away. Later at home, she works at her laptop. On the screen is a photo of the Veil on display. She answers her phone.
Hi.
Ciao, amore. Did you have dinner?
Not yet. I want to ask you something, and I want you to tell me the truth.
Of course.
How is the store doing?
It's early, but breaking into the U.S. market has been hard. But honestly, our numbers look good, goes off to small walk-in sales.
Okay, so I want to run something past you. It's a really bad idea. I need you to tell me that.
It's a really bad idea.
No, you have to listen first, then you can tell me.
Okay.
So I have been looking at all the pictures Lily took of people checking out the Veil on opening night. People like this come into the store every day.
See?
We know that House of Stefano created Arianna's Veil originally, so you guys own all the rights to the design. What if you began creating replicas of Arianna's Veil?
It's a classically beautiful design.
That's why Avery initially noticed it, so I think people will want it, even if they don't know the history.
Okay, continua.
And for those that do think the Veil is special, even though they'll know they're buying a replica, it doesn't have the same legend attached, I think maybe they'll still want it too, even if they're not planning on getting married anytime soon.
Who would buy a Veil if they're not getting married?
Well,
Emma smiles.
Of course. Never mind.
And I thought we could even customize it with their initial, just like the original.
And you could call it the Arianna.
The Arianna. I think it's brilliant. Let me ask Sophia about it from a marketing perspective.
What was that word you just said? It started with a B.
Which one?
Brilliant, was that? I think that was it.
I don't remember.
No, I think you do remember.
Now at the university with Emma and Lily.
Hey, I went over the essays for your seminar class and I wasn't sure about a few of them. So when you get a minute, can you make sure you agree with my notes? Of course, thank you.
Lily watches her go into her office.
You okay? Did someone die?
No. Why?
Because he looks sad and you're dressed for a funeral.
Emma looks down at her black pantsuit.
No, I am dressed for the job I want.
You want to be a defense attorney.
Very funny. Can I talk to you about the videos?
I have to take them down. It's okay. I understand. I'm surprised that you got away with it for as long as you did.
No. Leave them up. It's okay.
Okay.
Lily puts down her phone.
I wanted to ask you, do you really believe these videos are a way to get people interested in everyday art?
I do. And I was thinking, do you remember that one class where you talked about the World's Fair in Chicago in
1893.
And they built the White City for the exhibits, but they didn't design the buildings to last.
Right, but if you know where to look, there's still pieces of it all around Chicago.
Exactly. That is everyday art.
We could make more videos.
But you cannot be dressed like everyone's favorite funeral director.
Okay. I really like this idea. Mm-hmm. But I know Nancy doesn't. So my question to you is, if I decide to make more videos, mm-hmm. Are you in?
I'm in.
You could think about it.
I'm in.
Just, you know, don't have to decide right away.
I am in.
Just let it marinate.
I took 3 seconds and turns out I'm in.
Later in her office, Emma puts on her black coat. She reaches into her pocket and answers her phone.
Hi. I was just about to head home.
I won't keep you. I just talked to Sophia about your idea. We'll do a trial run and see. So, what are your plans for tonight?
Well, I was going to do one of my online chat dinners with Tracy and Avery. Haven't really talked to them for over a week.
Yeah, mamma mia, a whole week.
That's a long time for us. And speaking of long times, when are you coming home?
Not much longer.
That's...
Emma closes her eyes.
I gotta go.
She ends the call and stares off.
Emma. Pronto.
Paolo looks at his phone and sighs. Later, Emma walks up her driveway and past a red convertible sports car. She starts up her front steps. On the porch are Avery and Tracy.
Finally! We're starved.
I forget our tummies are on East Coast time.
What are you doing here?
Well, you did start to do that vague thing again.
So we flew in for the night. We felt like maybe you needed us.
Emma walks up the rest of the steps. She hugs them.
I really do.
Tracy and Avery watch as Emma goes to the front door. They look at each other.
Did someone die?
Avery tilts her head.
I don't think so.
At Emma's.
And then? I kind of hung up on him.
She drinks wine with Avery and Tracy.
It's not my finest moment.
All right, well, let me help you with that.
I can only imagine how hard this is, but you guys are so good together. I mean, there has to be a way forward.
I know. This is going to sound crazy, because I'm the woman who will never leave New York, and probably also it's pretty hypocritical of me. But why stay in Chicago? I mean, your family, your parents moved to Florida. You love Italy. You love Paolo's whole family. If you were there, you would have a million babysitters all lined up.
Oh, I can co-sign to the importance of that last point. Wildly important.
So what's keeping you in Chicago?
My job. I've worked so hard to get where I'm at, and it just feels like Paolo's choosing his job over me.
She shrugs. Avery looks at Tracy.
Oh. That's kind of what I'm doing, huh? I'm choosing my job over Paolo.
A little.
Can I ask you a question? After you got married, did you change anything on your 5-year plan?
No, not really.
Okay, so that's kind of the point. He has his goals and you have yours, but what is it that you guys want as a couple?
You know, we love you, and we are in awe of your determination. It's very impressive. But you are making decisions for two people now, you know?
And it's okay to not want something because you have something or someone that you want more.
Emma scrunches up her face.
I really hate meetings.
Oh, we know.
And then Nancy, when she gave away my intro class, I wanted to cry. And my videos.
They're so good.
Right?
Those, yeah. Those That's what I think. Those are the most Emma thing I've ever seen you do. Truly, ever.
I just can't. I can't. How am I supposed to just tell Nancy, I'm just kidding, after everything she did to prepare me for this job?
Emma, you can. You can tell her no.
Now, a view of the Chicago skyline. At Emma's house, Avery and Tracy examine the lace shawl. Emma arrives with takeout coffee.
I'm back. Ugh, so sorry about the takeout coffee. My machine is possessed.
Nana's lace is so beautiful.
Oh, isn't it?
Yes.
I just keep forgetting to wear it. Look at this.
Thank you.
There's a little embroidered E for Emma.
What?
Oh, I never saw that. She's the sweetest.
She really is.
Thank you.
Tracy checks her phone.
So pretty.
Oh, no. You guys, the car is here.
No, already?
Yes. I thought it was like 15 minutes out, but it's here.
I can't believe you only came out for one night.
Always. You needed us, so we came.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
But we have to get my rating. You know?
Oh, can we take some of those for the road?
Oh,
take them all.
Ooh. Avery.
Love you.
Okay, no spilling in the car, though. Okay.
Avery and Tracy hurry away. Meanwhile, in a park, Lily sits on a tree stump as she takes photos. Mateo appears in the lens.
Hi.
Lily stumbles to her feet.
Hi. I meant to do all of that.
I wish I had like a judge's card to hold up. I'd give you a 9.8.
Not a perfect 10?
No, you need to break a camera or a key limb for a perfect 10. So...
Listen. Yeah, okay.
They sit down on two tree stumps.
I dated a woman in Miami, but it didn't work out. Actually, I guess that's not fair. It ended well for her, because she's engaged to him now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch. I'm sorry.
And I made a vow on the spot to never get serious again. And for a year, I didn't. But now, I'm sitting in this park, and I'm thinking about breaking my vow. But I just have one problem.
Just one?
Just one. See, there's this woman. And she's different. In all the right ways. She checks all the boxes.
Lily avoids his gaze. Mateo looks at her and smiles.
But she runs kind of hot and cold. We're having fun, we're getting close, and then she's running the 100-yard dash to get away from me.
Yeah, that's a protection thing. She has...
Mateo raises his eyebrows.
I have dated men in the past, and it's always ended up with some sort of disconnect. I guess between who I am, and who they want me to be.
Well, maybe you just dated the wrong men.
They seem like the right men at first, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't come with a warning label, so by the time you figure it out,
I know what you mean. It's like, if you just try harder, then you can love enough for both of you.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
So,
Mateo takes both her hands in his.
Here's the deal. We can give up. Or we can take a chance. Just for today. We can worry about tomorrow later.
So, I just want to be clear on this. We're dating just for today?
Yeah. Just for today.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
I will date you just for today.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Emma on the phone with Paolo.
Did Dev use it to help?
Well, it gave me some clarity, but... Look, in the end, I'm not sure it matters. I've committed to this, and Nancy has spent a lot of time mentoring me, and now she's finally ready to retire. I can't just back out now.
Emma, the best we can arrange is 3 weeks here in Italy and one in Chicago. I know, it's not ideal, but for now it's a solution.
No, that's not a solution. Look, I know how this goes. That works for
2 months and then you're
postponing just by a week or two. And then a couple months later, you miss it entirely. And then you're not picking up when I call you. And then...
Amore.
Emma takes a breath and looks up. She gets back on the phone.
I told you when we were in Italy, I can't do long distance. I don't want to do that again.
This isn't just a business decision for me. Papa's illness showed me that I live too far from my family.
Emma's eyes fill with tears.
I thought I was your family now.
Paolo listens at the other end.
Let's talk about this later.
She ends the call. Nancy appears in Emma's office.
We've got a problem.
Oh.
Nancy sits across from Emma at her desk.
Yeah, what's wrong, Matt?
I just got the final budget for next semester. And there's no getting around it. You're going to have to let someone go.
Even if you retire?
Even when I retire, yes. We're still one person over. Now, I recommend that you let Carissa go. She's our least experienced professor, and she cancels more classes than anybody.
But that's because she has 2-year-old twins.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's your decision. I'll need it by tomorrow.
Nancy gets up and starts to leave.
Nancy?
Nancy turns back.
I made my decision.
Oh, that was fast.
Nancy folds her arms. Emma stands up.
I want to fire myself.
Nancy stares.
I'm so sorry. I know you've done so much, but I don't want to do this job. It's not me, and...
Finally, I've been waiting for you to realize this.
Nancy sits on the edge of the desk. Emma plops down in her chair.
You knew?
Yeah, Emma. You have so many talents. Putting up with bureaucracy, not one of them.
Emma puts her head on the desk and then looks up at her.
Why didn't you say anything?
You know, I've never had any success telling someone that their dream is not the right fit for them. You needed to figure it out for yourself. Glad you finally did. Because I was running out of ways to annoy you. Good night.
Emma sits alone in her office with a smile on her face. Now in her bedroom, Emma packs a suitcase. Paolo appears behind her.
Are you leaving me?
Paolo. What are you doing here?
I flew home to work all this out. Where are you going?
To Italy to come find you.
She goes to him and they kiss.
I am never leaving you.
They hug and hold on tight.
Oh, I love you so much.
Later in the evening, they drink red wine on the back patio with blankets over their knees.
I talked to my family, and we thought that... Why are you shaking your head? I'm not even done talking.
Because all you have ever wanted to do is run your family business, live in Italy with your family, have a bunch of kids running around, some local wine, maybe get your own boat and explore the coast.
That is true. Yes. But I don't want to do any of it. Without you.
And I don't want to be the reason you don't do any of it.
Paolo takes her by the hand. He smiles.
Let me show you something.
She gets out a yellowed piece of paper and unfolds it.
What is it?
She waves it in front of him.
Your 5-year plan.
Watch this.
She tears off a sticky note and tosses the rest into the flames of a chimenea.
No more 5-year plan. Except for this part.
She puts the sticky note on his chest.
Of course.
Paolo smiles as he reads it.
And I'm pretty sure I quit my job today.
Emma.
And I plan to do it officially in the morning.
Why?
I'm done letting other people make our decisions for us.
Paolo raises his glass.
Good to know.
Paolo sips his wine. Emma sighs and sips hers.
Anything else?
Yes. Do you remember those videos about the veil? Lily and I plan to expand those into a series. Art and history are all around us, and I think we should be talking about them.
Of course, because you are...
Oh, you're going to say it.
Everyone's favorite artist.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You too.
She smiles and turns away.
Are you done? Or there are more surprises?
No, I'm done. Oh, wait. Matteo is in love with Lily.
Wait, what?
Yes! We left the veil in the shop. What did you think was going to happen?
Now, at their wedding, Matteo places a ring on Lily's finger, and then they kiss. The veil hangs down Lily's back. Her white dress has sheer sleeves and an above-the-knee skirt. Emma hands her a colorful bouquet, and the couple walk down the aisle. Emma and Paolo, the best man, come together and kiss. They walk down the aisle as Tracy, Avery, and the rest of the group rise to their feet. Later, everyone gathers in a glass atrium for the reception. Matteo and Lily walk among the seated guests and pose for pictures. Lily raises her champagne flute. Now the couple cut into a three-tiered red-striped wedding cake with green ivy trim. Matteo smiles as he dances with Lily among the other guests. Nearby, Emma and Avery walk with Tracy.
I am not prepared to admit to the power of the veil, but I will say we've been to a lot of weddings lately.
Oh. How's Matteo doing at the store on his own with you guys in Italy?
So well, and the replica veil has become a bestseller.
Oh, I love these long weekends where we get to be together and we get to hear all about your videos.
And we can go antiquing.
And we can hear about you living in Italy.
And we can go antiquing.
We can make a reservation for brunch.
Yeah, we can go antiquing.
Perfect.
Speaking of antiques, do you remember that Venetian mirror that I love?
Oh, you sent us photos.
Paolo bought it for me for my birthday.
Really?
What? It's so beautiful. Please tell me you can come out and see it soon.
Of course we'll make that happen. You know, I'm thinking, though, that it might have an interesting history that you need to look into.
You know, I was actually thinking the exact same thing.
Of course.
Matteo and Lily are coming to Italy for their honeymoon, so I thought I would do some research. Maybe we could do some videos while they're there, because
you are everyone's favorite art historian.
Every time.
Yeah, we're going to do it
every time.
Yep, let's get every time.
Speaking of honeymoons, though.
I know. Okay, we'll make it happen.
No. We also need to decide where the veil's going next. Do you guys think it's time for it to go back to New York, to Nick's sisters?
Have I dropped enough hints? Yes, I would love that if I could take it to them.
Then it's settled. Oh, but what about the christening gown? Do you want me to send that to New York too?
I think I should probably keep that with me in Italy for at least the next 7 months or so. Are you...
They stare at Emma. Nearby, Paolo raises a glass and smiles.
Best news.
Later in the evening, a view of the atrium aglow. Emma and Avery stand with Tracy.
Time for our toast.
Two champagnes and one bubbly apple juice.
To friendship.
To the veil. And to all the amazing women who have worn it.
They sip their champagne and gather close together. Now, an interview with Paolo and Emma.
So, in the first hour of meeting Paolo, he helped me buy a ticket for the Vaporetto.
True.
Helped me with my Italian.
Also true.
Found my lost ticket.
Yes.
Saved me from falling into a canal.
Naturally.
Helped me find the lace shop that made my veil.
My shop.
And bought me coffee.
Espresso.
So, naturally, I fell in love with him.
These things happen in Italy.
He holds up a hand to block the view as they kiss. He smiles and waves.
Ciao.